6:47, Monday morning sports with Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Chris Paul went triple-double last night, and the Lakers found a bit of trouble. Paul capped his big night by assisting on Jarrett Jack's jumper with 9.3 ticks left as New Orleans snatched a 93-88 victory from L.A. Hornets forward Carl Landry says they like their chances.
We had the fans behind us, you know, and we were in the game pretty much, you know, throughout the game. And going into halftime, we just had a little lead, and we were like, man, we got to keep fighting.
Hornets bounced back from the loss on Friday to even the series at two games each. Paul ended up with 27 points, 15 assists, and 13 rebounds. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, there were three other games that were played. Philadelphia stayed alive. They beat Miami, but the Heat up 3-1. Boston eliminated New York, and Atlanta downed Orlando. Hawks up 3-1 there. The Portland Trail Blazers have won more than just a game Saturday. They might have stolen momentum in this back-and-forth series, now tied at 2-2. Dallas tries to hold home court tonight after giving up one of the biggest comeback wins in playoff history. In the past 10 years, including the playoffs, the Blazers are 4-22 in Dallas. Brandon Roy, though, scored 18 of his game-high 24 in the fourth quarter, and that could be a very, very big psychological advantage for the Blazers tonight. Catch it here, 4:30 pregame and 5:30 tip, KBND. Finally, former Oregon State pitcher Mike Stoots has been called up to the show. Stoots could make his major league debut this week after posting a 1.80 ERA in AAA. Today's member of the Fantasy Foursome as we head to Crooked River Ranch is Brant Snedeker. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.